Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to the Divine Feminine CEO. It's been a little while, about 2 months. And the reason for that is I lost my third pregnancy with my fourth daughter at about 15 weeks, just about 2 months ago now. And so I've been in a beautiful cocoon of healing and release and working with all of the tools that I've had to learn over the past 8 years of motherhood with four pregnancies, three second trimester losses. And the process this time around has been very different because I'm different. And I've been resourced differently. And so today on the show, I wanted to share a little bit about the initiation process that I've been through and key lessons that have really helped me move through this with so much strength, so much grace, and so much support. And I'm sharing this not because I assume that you're going to go through a similar loss, but because these lessons are applicable no matter what initiation you're moving through in life. Now, what is an initiation? Initiation is the idea that when you move through a certain experience, you are forever changed. In the divine feminine, we initiate as priestesses. And when that happens, we begin to view life not as a series of challenges, but as a series of portals, a series of opportunities to alchemize, transmute, or basically do the deep work inside that lets us rise up stronger on the other side. Sometimes initiations are easy. Sometimes they're really, really hard. This morning, I just spoke with a girlfriend who had pelvic floor surgery after having her daughter 5 years ago. And that was a massive initiation for her. And she works with the Divine Feminine as well. And just to hear the way that she's moving through the process, when we begin to view life as an initiation and this series of initiatory events, we actually empower ourselves. We empower ourselves to start looking for wisdom and to start engaging with these opportunities to self-heal in the midst of what otherwise might feel really, really tough. So I've been moving through life's initiations for a while, and I've been an initiated priestess for a couple of years now. And as a result, I've had a different lens moving through this loss than I have in the past. So today we're going to explore a few of the things that I've done differently this time around that will help you no matter what you're doing, whether you are launching a new product in your business or supporting your kid who's struggling with potty training or getting into fights at school, or maybe you're going through some form of trauma yourself, whether that's illness or a divorce or a pregnancy or birth or a pregnancy loss. These all get registered by our brain and our body as different types of traumas. So the first lesson that I've really, really learned from this latest loss initiation is to surround yourself with sisters. Surround yourself with sisters who see you on a deep level, who have the capacity to hold space for you on a deep level, and who can really meet you where you are, because it makes a very big difference. And when I found out the news that I would be losing this pregnancy, I was actually in the middle of a women's retreat with my shamanic mastermind, with one of my mentors, this amazing, brilliant group of women who were all super, super intellectual and highly, highly intuitive. So we have an epidemiologist in the group and a rocket scientist and a trauma doctor who works in a hospital. And then there's me and my mentor who used to be a business lawyer. And all these women are also some degree of psychic and highly intuitive. So I was with this group of women on my family's ranch in Dripping Springs on this beautiful sacred land in our temple space yoga studio up there. And I found out the news. And for the first time in my life, I really let myself fall apart in the arms of other women. You know, as we grow up, we are culturally entrained to try to do things on our own, to be strong, to really mistrust other women because at some level we're in competition with them, whether they're our biological sisters or women in the work environment. We've lost this ability to let ourselves be held because to let yourself be held requires being really, really vulnerable. And that's scary, you know, even for me. And I've been in circle really ever since my son was born, since before I had my son. So more than 6 years now. It was a new experience for me to shed huge tears and sob in front of other women. And what was remarkable is they were able to hold that space for me. None of them were triggered in themselves. They were able to be there with me at that level of depth. And I'll be honest with you, that's something that not a single person in my family has ever been able to do for me. It's something that many of my friends are not comfortable with either, simply because when you haven't been through a depth of experience yourself, it can be hard to hold that space for another. So this is where the power of being in circle comes in, because there are lots of different types of women's circles. There are knitting circles or PTA meetings. There are also sacred circles where women are gathering for more of a spiritual purpose or to do deep healing work, healing circles. There are circles for mothers. I remember I used to go to a breastfeeding group. That's a women's circle. And guess what? All the women in that circle could hold space for the breastfeeding challenges that were happening because we were all in it together. There's a different level of support that you can receive when you enter into a group of women who are there for a common purpose, who are there walking a common path. And so for me to learn about this huge trauma in the arms of a sisterhood and a sacred circle was transformative. We were able to do healing work together. They anointed me with oils to prepare me for the passage my body was going through. They witnessed my tears and I didn't have to hold them back so I could move that energy through my body, which is a huge part of how I've moved through this grief process with such ease. It makes a huge, profound difference. Now, here's the real lesson, my love. Because as women, it's my belief that a big part of why we don't effectively surround ourselves with sisters that we can truly lean on is that it's hard for us to receive. The idea that we could ask another woman to do something for us, or watch us cry, or hold space for us in a way that might impact her energy as women, and especially as mothers, is very difficult for us to do because we are used to overgiving. In this hyper masculine society that we've been living in, we've been praised for achievement since we were very, very young. As a result, we tend to define our self-worth by what we do and the measurable achievements that we can put on a resume or a piece of paper. So as a result, we feel guilty asking for help. We feel guilty leaning on others, even though as women, when we become mothers, we need more help than ever before. So simply by joining a group of women and allowing yourself to be seen and receive support is tremendously therapeutic when it comes to working with that wound around receiving and whether we're worthy of receiving, whether we're too much for other women to hold or understand, whether we're asking for too much. When you enter into a group of sisters, what one sister receives, all sisters receive. And I know that that sounds a little bit woo-woo, but it's true because at the end of this retreat, I remember the women actually thanked me for allowing them to hold me in my grief because it was alchemical for them. They learned something about themselves. They felt empowered, realizing that they could hold me through that process. And so they were all very grateful and they came out the other side transformed as well. And that's what happens when we enter a women's circle, whether it's a breastfeeding group and we're hearing about other women's experiences, we gain insight as well. Another group that's around a common interest, or if you're actually in a sacred circle with women who are there to grow and do that deep work. When we don't connect well to other women, we also don't care for ourselves. That's the side effect of this discomfort with receiving, because when we feel uncomfortable being close with other women, asking other women for help, it shows that we have some level of guilt around receiving for ourselves. And that translates to the way that we take care of ourselves outside of a sister circle, outside of a women's group. It usually means that we're not asking for the help that we need from our partner or from our family. It usually means that we're not creating space for the breaks that our body really needs. And that's a problem. So, my first big lesson from this experience has been to allow myself to be surrounded by sisters. And I encourage you to envelop yourselves in a circle of sisters, envelop yourself in the feminine, because in a masculine model, we think that we should do it all alone. And when we go through something big in life, often we don't ask for the support that we need, whether it's an illness, a divorce, a pregnancy loss, struggle in your business. These are times when we think we should hide away our pain because it's too much for other people to bear. But the reality is that when you find the right group of women to support you, and I'm not saying that every group of women can do this, you have to be intentional about what circles you choose to enter into, depending on what you're moving through in life, so that you can find the group of people who can hold space for you in that way. But when you do, it allows you to move through your life with a much stronger foundation. So that's the first big lesson for me. And again, I really can't emphasize how remarkable it was to move through this in such a solid sister circle. And I actually went to another retreat with the same group a few weeks later, and they watched me cry again. They held me through my tears. They were not triggered by it. They could be there. They could hold that space for me, and so much moved in that handful of days on retreat. And it's helped me process through this so, so much faster. So I really encourage you, my love, to join a sister circle, whether it's one of my sister circles, if you are wanting to seed your soul path and join that group. I'll talk a little bit later about my new Vital Reset Circle that will be kicking off in just a few weeks. And that's more around like nervous system nourishment. And we'll get to that in lesson number 3. But find yourself a circle of women who can hold you and meet you where you are now with whatever you're moving through in life, because you will move through it stronger and so will they. So the second big lesson from this latest loss is to really, really, when you move through an initiation in life, surrender to the experience and let yourself feel it. Very often when we experience pain, we want to distract ourselves, and cell phones are great for that. Social media is great for that. Our brains really like that distraction. You know, I can watch Bridgerton over and over again if I let myself. But here's the thing. When you move through something powerful and potent in your life, whatever that initiation looks like for you, again, whether it's something that's happening in your body, maybe you're experiencing some anxiety or some depression, maybe it's a business challenge, maybe it's marital strife, maybe it's figuring out how to support your kids, whatever it is, there is huge power in choosing not to resist that life experience, choosing to embrace all parts of this human experience that you're in so that you can alchemize it. And this comes back to the idea that life is an initiation, and that every challenge we meet, no matter how big or small, is an opportunity for us to grow. It's an opportunity for us to heal some part of ourselves that needs to be healed, to gain some wisdom and some strength so that we can effectively alchemize something that is challenging into something that makes us more powerful. Now, let's talk about pain for a moment, because when we look at the body, pain, what is pain's function? Pain is it's a warning signal. It's a sign that something is needed. So when you accidentally burn yourself on the fire on your stove, your neurons immediately signal your brain to remove your hand, to pull your hand back. That pain is a method of communication. So when we move through initiations in life that aren't necessarily about physical pain, we can still ask the same question. What is needed right now? What is needed right now at a deeper level? Now, it's typical that we don't ask this question because in the Western medical model, we're used to treating the symptom rather than going to the source. So the symptom might be, oh, well, let me treat that burn that's on your hand now. But the source might be, well, why did you get the burn in the first place? Are you distracted because you're not setting work-life boundaries and you're feeling very anxious thinking about all the things you have to do during the day? What is the source? What is really needed? Do you need a burn treatment? I mean, yes, you need a burn treatment. You always have to treat the symptom. But at a deeper level, what initiatory portal can you walk through as a result of that burn? What is needed now at a deeper level? And we're often taught that, you know, pain is bad, death is bad, it's scary, and so we shy away from it. You know, there's a reason that our society doesn't really have death ritual anymore, whereas in more indigenous traditions or Celtic traditions, death rituals were huge. I mean, the Vikings would burn bodies and tear their clothes and smear their faces with ashes, and they would scream in the streets. That was a way of alchemizing the pain. That was a ritualistic way for them to walk through the portal of losing a loved one, seen by others, surrounded by the sisters or the people in their town who were holding space for them, witnessing them screaming on the street. And that is complete surrender. That is surrender to whatever that challenging experience is. When widows would go out into the street and tear their hair out and scream, they were feeling that emotion. And they got to do that for as long as it took. And then they'd go back to normal life because they felt the pain. They felt the emotion. They allowed it to move through their body. They moved that energy, and then it was cleared. So this is the idea of alchemy. I'm going to do another episode on what alchemy is, but in a nutshell, alchemists back in the 1500s, we were obsessed with turning lead into gold. It's the idea that we take something that is heavy and clouded and dark and seemingly useless, and we turn it into something that's precious. So when we begin to move through life as initiation and we surrender to the experiences that we have, no matter how difficult they are, we gain the opportunity to alchemize that experience into something extraordinary, even if it's very, very painful. And it completely changes the way that we move through that. Because usually, you know, we're taught to be pretty and poised and graceful. That's what we grew up with. And that's changing a little bit. But even in today's culture, you know, there aren't a lot of opportunities for us to be really raw and angry. So it makes people very uncomfortable. And as a result, we repress things. And unfortunately, later on in life, they crop up later as health issues or traumatic pathways that trigger behaviors that we don't even realize are rooted in trauma that's been unprocessed. There's a really great book called The Body Keeps the Score, which is about the ways in which our body stores all of these experiences that we don't even necessarily think are trauma. When I was talking with my therapist this week, because that's one of the support tools that I've pulled in through this process, she was telling me that trauma is really anything that your nervous system can't handle. It can be hearing a door slam as a baby, or a loud noise. And if that's too much, it gets stored as trauma and the body keeps the score. So in order to properly process those experiences, we have to surrender to them. We have to actually feel them, or they come up later on as anxiety or depression. Now, I've actually used a methodology with my therapist called EMDR, which is a reprocessing technique where you basically go into the brain. You can do it using eye movements or tapping. It's basically you bilaterally stimulate the brain and bring up old memories, and you allow your brain to kind of reassign whether those memories are labeled as trauma. And you're able to really unpack a lot of things that get wired together, sometimes at a very young age, that later turn into physical and emotional symptoms. And I had used this methodology after the loss of my daughter, Rebecca, and we're actually doing a form of it now. And it's amazing how well it works. It calms the nervous system on levels that you can't access with the conscious mind. So this is the idea and the power of surrendering to your experience in the moment and allowing yourself to feel, because when you do, those experiences never make it into long-term memory storage. And so they don't get wired in as trauma pathways in the same way. It's empowering to meet a challenge in life, knowing that you will come out the other side wiser and transformed. And that's the beauty of alchemy. So to reiterate, the second big lesson for you is the next time you move through an initiation or a challenge of any form, allow yourself to surrender to that experience and truly feel it, knowing that it's simply a teacher and a portal for healing that will make you stronger, that will make you wiser and more powerful. The third lesson, and after this, we have just one more, and I'll tell you a little bit about the leaky womb theory and the vital reset that I mentioned earlier. But the third lesson is to train your nervous system. And I have a series of episodes coming up where we're going to deep dive into the nervous system, because as I've moved further into my entrepreneurial life, as I've been parenting for more years, and as I've supported my health through a variety of experiences and conditions, more and more I've come to realize that the number one most important relationship that you will ever have, more important than your spouse, more important than your kids, is your nervous system. Because the relationship that you have with your nervous system actually affects every part of your life. It impacts your parenting. It impacts how you show up in work and how quickly and easily you succeed. And it impacts your health in a big, big way. And I've been able to see this in practice, because when I lost Rebecca, my nervous system was absolutely trashed. And this was about 18 months ago. And it took me a very long time to fully recover. And I had to utilize a lot of different modalities to get to that point. And what's interesting is that just a few weeks after losing Evangeline, my fourth daughter, I'm doing really, really well. And my nervous system has such resilience that I've been able to show up for my son in incredible ways, show up for and support my husband. I'm going back to work a little bit faster this time. And it's all because I've trained my nervous system how to calm down. So let's talk a little bit about the nervous system. And this will be brief. I'm going to do an episode on this that's more in depth. But essentially, your nervous system has a few different parts and reflexes. And they aren't all related to the conscious mind, which is our prefrontal cortex. The older and arguably much more powerful part of our brain is the limbic system, the lizard brain. It's the primal part of our brain that's responsible for autonomic functions in the body, like digestion and breathing, the things that we don't have to think about to survive. And it's also responsible for survival. If we're in an emergent circumstance, I like to use the example, you're being chased by a tiger, the nervous system turns on the sympathetic response. It speeds up your heart rate. You start to breathe faster and your blood flow goes to your extremities. It carries oxygen to your limbs so that you can run away really, really fast. It's basically a stress response. And unfortunately, most of us live in some form of chronic fight or flight, because we're constantly pinging our nervous systems with work, with kids, with social media, with phones. And so we never fully calm down. But the problem is that's how women and moms in particular end up in this wired and tired state. So if you've ever found yourself unable to fall asleep at night, or waking up at 4 in the morning, or waking up in the morning and still feeling really fatigued, or you just have this baseline level of anxiety that you can't seem to release, often that's a sign that your nervous system doesn't fully know how to relax. Now, after losing Rebecca, I had to go into like remedial restoration mode because my nervous system was so trashed. I really thought that I was going to die when I lost her. And so that unfortunately got wired into my body and my brain. So I had to go very deep into, well, how do I retrain my brain? How do I retrain my nervous system so that at will I can calm it down? Because I want to sleep at night. I want to have mental clarity. I don't want to feel overwhelmed when I sit down at my desk and I literally can't start on a task because my brain thinks everything is a tiger. That's what happens when our nervous system isn't calm. We aren't as creative. We don't enjoy pleasure as much. We certainly don't desire sex because sex is a parasympathetic activity. When our kids make a mess in the kitchen, we freak out and get upset and we yell at them instead of saying, "Hey, I noticed that you tried something new in the kitchen. Now we get to practice the responsibility of cleaning it up." It's the difference between responding to your family members rather than reacting in the moment. And I know that we all like ourselves better when we can respond. We don't really like the person that we are when we react from a trigger, but that trigger comes from your nervous system. It's that fight or flight response being activated. And so you aren't responding from your thinking brain. You're reacting from the primal brain that wants to keep you safe. So this is why learning to train your nervous system is so critical, not only because it allows you to recover from trauma faster and to experience more resilience during the day when little mini traumas happen, whether it's a stressful call with a client or your kid throwing a tantrum or getting into a little argument with your spouse. A calm nervous system responds very differently to all of those situations. And the effect is cumulative. So the more nourished we are and the calmer we are in the nervous system, the better our body can repair itself, the better we can clear inflammation, the more deeply we sleep, we wake up with more mental clarity. And I've really seen this in action with this pregnancy loss because the amount of mental clarity and creativity that I've been able to bring back online using all of these tools has been remarkable. It's been a very different recovery experience than it was after I lost my daughter, Rebecca. And through all of these traumas and this forced self-healing, I've developed a little theory. And I'm super excited to share it with you today. And I want you to keep an eye out for a series of podcasts that I'm going to be releasing over the next few weeks that go into this in more depth. But this theory I call the leaky womb theory. And the way that I developed this model is really through going through many pregnancy losses, as well as birthing my son, and observing what happened with myself and the moms around me as we moved through early parenthood. And I see this very often with my clients as well. So I have lots of women who come to me and they say, "Rachel, I felt great before I had kids. I was dominating at my work. I felt good in my body. I exercised a lot. My gosh, I would wake up at 5:30 in the morning and I would jump out of bed and had all this energy to do the things. I was going to spin class 5 times a week. And then they have kids and suddenly it's like they cannot get that level of vitality back. Now, part of that has to do with just normal hormone shifts in the postpartum time. But sometimes this persists for years. Why? Why is that? And why the sudden shift? So my theory is that when we birth, and this theory is holds true for women who haven't birthed as well, because you have a spiritual womb in addition to a physical womb. The sacral chakra is your creation center. It's where we desire. It's where we birth from. It's where we create from in life and in business, whether that's kids or products. But when we birth, our physical womb opens. There's also a spiritual portal that opens. And I've experienced this both ways because I've birthed a live child and I've also birthed kids through loss. And essentially, your womb becomes a void after you have a baby, whether it ends in a live birth or a loss. So there is a special flavor if you're a shadow mother who experiences the loss portal. But basically, your womb becomes a void. Now, in Ayurveda, the philosophy is that your vata is imbalanced, and vata is the air element. And when you birth, you literally have empty space in your womb and in your body. So the vata becomes imbalanced and it needs to be nourished. You need to offset it with warming, nourishing, sweet foods. And you can go read about Ayurveda if you're intrigued about that. And I actually followed an Ayurvedic protocol after this loss that made a very big difference to my healing. But essentially, your womb becomes a void. So instead of having this creation space that's ready to be seeded, that's ready to conceive and grow an idea or a baby, you actually end up with a void. There's essentially a big energetic hole in your womb. There's a hole through your cervix where you birthed, and there's an energetic hole as well. And that portal stays open for quite a while. It really, really does. And when that portal is open, energy leaks out through there. We also have the ability to access some cool spiritual stuff, and we can talk about that at another time, but it essentially becomes an energy leak. And if you don't repair the holes in your energetic womb, what ends up happening is that you cannot hold on to vitality. You can't retain vitality. Your womb, instead of being a beautiful bowl, beautiful cauldron, becomes a sieve. And the water just leaks out. It doesn't really matter how much water you pour in. It's just going to keep leaking out because your womb has holes. Now, there are a few more layers of this, and we'll go into this more in future podcasts. You know, there's the energy bubble layer, which also ends up with holes when you have kids, because your children are actually part of your energy bubble until age 5. And so we actually have to address holes on several different levels to plug those leaks. But only then can you hold vitality in your womb. So if you've ever felt like you go get massages all the time, or you're constantly meditating, or you're doing the yin yoga, and yet you still can't seem to feel good, that's probably a sign that you have a leaky womb. If you feel like you're doing the self-care things and it's just never enough, maybe it moves the needle for a little bit. Maybe you feel better right after the massage, but then the next day, you're right back to feeling depleted. You have a leaky womb, my love. You just got to plug the holes for those nourishing activities to actually work. So under the leaky womb theory, there are a few steps to how we repair the leaky womb. And I'm super, super excited to share with you the Vital Reset. Vital Reset is a new circle that I'm opening up in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to be going through this really rich, juicy 40-day protocol to repair your leaky womb so that you can actually hold on to the vitality that you need to do whatever it is that you want in life, whether that's building your business, raising your kids, or starting a new exercise routine. It doesn't really matter. You can't do any of the above if you can't hold on to your energy. Now, something that I see a lot in my clients, I like to call start and stop syndrome. And I see this particularly in the business world, but it happens too with personal growth work, with exercise, really any goal that you have in mind. Tell me, have you ever been in a situation where you've gotten excited about something, you start to work on it, and then you burn out and you have to take a really long break and you're like, and now I feel like I'm back to square one. I see this a lot in business where women will get really excited about starting a business. They'll work on it for a few weeks. They're making great progress. And then their kids get sick and they don't sleep for a bunch of days. And then by the time their kids recover, they're exhausted and it takes them weeks to get back on track. And by the time they finally do, they're like, I've lost all my momentum in my work. And I feel like I'm having to go back to ground zero. This happens when you have a leaky womb and you don't know how to get your system back on track. There are lots of things that can happen that punch holes in that energetic vessel. But once you've trained your system and once you know the protocol to repair and restore, you can get yourself back on track in just a couple of days. So with the Vital Reset, we'll be going through a 40-day protocol to repair what I call your vital vessel, to repair that leaky womb so that it's not leaking anymore. Then you'll actually nourish your womb. You'll fill it. You'll fill your vessel with energy. You'll restore it, because usually if you've been leaking for a really long time, you're super depleted and you actually need quite a bit of nourishment to get back to feeling vital. So we focus on that in the middle portion. And then finally, once your womb isn't leaking and you're actually hanging on to some vitality, so you're feeling pretty good, we're going to energize that. We energize it so that when you actually do decide to use some of your life force to do something, you're amplifying your impact. Because we don't want to fill our cups just to pour out. We want to fill our cups, and then we want to be very strategic about how we pour out and magnify that. We want to magnify the impact without extra effort, so that you can go from your kids being sick to building a business without needing several weeks to repair and recover. So we'll be going through this 40-day protocol in the context of a sister circle. So we're going to have a sacred sisterhood who are all there together, holding one another, seeing you on the level that you need to be met and held, like we talked about in that first lesson, surrounding yourself with sisters, because one of the most beautiful ways to nourish your system is actually to be in sacred sisterhood and to have that level of intimate connection. And then we're actually going to have a retreat. So I will be hosting, we have just opened up our family's private property. It's 200 acres, about 45 minutes outside of Austin, gorgeous sacred land with natural swimming pools, amazing trees, trails, antelope, animals, you name it. We've got it there. We have a spa wing. It is luxurious and incredible. And we have just opened it up to private groups that we are inviting out. So this will be the first group, other than my mastermind that I've already hosted there. It'll be the first group that I'm taking out there to do this type of work. And we're going to have a really beautiful, probably 3-day retreat to nourish and restore and be in sisterhood and do fun stuff. And the timing for this is just juicy and perfect, because here we are heading into summer, which for many women, especially mamas, is a very draining time. You know, summer is when energies are in full flow. So the crops are growing, our projects are in full flow. We're not at that point where we harvest yet. And I know that for myself, often when I get to the end of the summer, I'm exhausted. You know, it's like the kids finally go back to school and summer is supposed to be this relaxing time. Ooh, I'm out of school, but actually it's incredibly busy with trips and family gatherings and summer camps. By the time you get to the end, most mamas haven't actually done anything for themselves and they're depleted. Like, there is burnout that happens in September. So take advantage of this as a way to reset your system so that you can prioritize yourself this summer, because you deserve it, mama. And you already know that you show up better for your kids and your family or your clients or whoever's important to you in your life when you're feeling good. So with the Vital Reset, we'll move through this 40-day protocol. It'll start the very beginning of July. We'll wrap up in August and we'll have a retreat right around the back to school time. So that you have an opportunity to restore yourself after the hectic season of summer. And so that you can move into fall, which is the harvest season, where we start to really simplify and hone in on what needs to be completed for the year with massive energy and force, so that you can manifest what you desire in the fall, because you'll be feeling good and you'll be energizing that life force towards a specific purpose, whether it's an amazing goal in your business, something that you want to support your kids on as they go back to school. Maybe it's healing your marriage with your spouse. Maybe it's a health goal that you have. You'll be in a place to do that. And then with the Vital Reset, at the end of that 40-day protocol, you'll actually receive my 3-day rescue reset, which is basically the condensed version of the protocol that you can use to do that quick reset once your nervous system is trained, which it will be by the end of that 40-day vital reset. So if you are feeling intrigued, go ahead and pop into the show notes and click the link for Vital Reset. You can hop onto that list and I'll send you some details about what we're going to be doing and how it might serve you. We'll be talking about this more in the coming weeks, but I will be limiting this circle probably to 6 women so that we can have a really rich, intimate experience at the retreat. I don't want this to be a massive retreat with 20, 30 women. We'll have other opportunities for that in the next year. This is going to be an intimate sister circle for us to deeply reset our nervous systems, nourish ourselves, repair those leaky wombs so that you can move into the rest of your year with the vibrance to manifest whatever you want. So please go click on that link, check it out, and we'll be talking more about Vital Reset in the next few weeks. So just to recap, my love, the 3 key lessons from this initiation process for me and really from any life's initiation are 1, to surround yourself with sisters, because the richer your sister relationships, and I don't mean just biological sisters, I mean any woman who you connect to on a deeper level, is foundational to moving through any challenge in life. And life is the initiation, as we say in priestessing. So the challenges and the opportunities never stop. The 2nd lesson is when those opportunities or initiations do arise, surrender to the experience and truly allow yourself to feel it, even if it's raw, even if it's messy, because the more you can move that energy as you're experiencing it, the more opportunity you have to alchemize it so that it doesn't get stuck and crop up later in ways that you don't want. The 3rd lesson is to deeply train your nervous system, because the stronger your relationship with your nervous system, the easier it is to succeed at work. It won't get in your way. The easier it is to respond to your kids rather than react when they make that mess on the bathroom floor. And I've been there. I was there just yesterday with that one. The more you desire pleasure in your partnership, the easier it is to really indulge in sex, which is a parasympathetic activity. And the faster you can recover and heal from whatever physical ailment or trauma you're going through. And finally, pay attention to whether you might have a leaky womb. Are you stuck in start and stop syndrome? Do you feel like no matter how much self-care you do, it never seems to get you to that level of vitality that you really, really want? You might have a leaky womb. And if you do, I have a solution, my love, because I've been there many, many times. And so I've had to develop this protocol out of necessity. And it's a very beautiful marriage of science, spirit, and strategy, as we do here at Divine Feminine CEO. We have defined steps, but we pull in a lot of neuroscience, physiology of the body, yogic science, and then some spirit power. Because without the spirit, life just isn't as fun. So my love, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for tuning in after our little hiatus and healing sabbatical. I am so excited for what's coming down the pipeline this summer. So keep tuning in. We're going to be diving deep into the richness of the nervous system, the leaky womb, how to get the vital reset that you really, really need and deserve, and how to use that to manifest whatever it is that you desire, because that's what we're about here at the Divine Feminine CEO. So my love, I am sending you so much love, so many blessings, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye for now.